Let's bring in Mike Kazi. He's a big Ronda Rousey supporter. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
See where she got 30-day suspension in the WWE?
For what?
She attacked somebody.
Don't they do that every time they come out?
That's right. That's what I was saying. She's going to make so much money in the WWE. It's unbelievable. It's good for her. Good for her. Hey, you know what?
They all do it, so
that's
why not?
That's why not. That's exactly why not. Anyway, well, let's get on to other sports. 12 in a row.
Yeah, they did it in the bottom of the ninth last night. Tampa Bay went to their, I guess yesterday was the day that they don't use a starter.
No, they did that against the Yankees a couple of games.
They did it again yesterday. They did it again yesterday. I mean, they didn't have a pitcher yesterday that pitched more than, let me see exactly what it is. 2 2/3 innings. They had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 guys pitch yesterday. That's a recipe for disaster. And the one guy that pitched 2 2/3 innings threw 51 pitches in 2 2/3 innings. Boy, oh boy, these guys are bad.
Yeah.
Yep, so Houston scored 2 in the bottom of the ninth yesterday, win 5-4, keep the streak alive. They had a chance the inning before that, and they left a runner at third when they had a chance to tie the game, but they took care of business in the ninth, won 5-4, and they're the best team in baseball.
Listen to this. These stats were compiled by a writer, and they're pretty interesting. And it's called the Great Divide of the American League. And I'm approaching the halfway mark. The Yankees, the Red Sox, the Astros, the Mariners all are well over 40-plus wins, okay? The Red Sox are on pace to win 110 games. The Yankees are on a pace to win 110 games. The Astros are on a pace to win 111 games. And the Mariners are on a pace to win 104 games. And then you've got the Cleveland Indians. And that's it.
Yeah, but here's the thing. If you put the Cleveland Indians in the National League, they'd be a contender, be the best team in it. And the Cleveland Indians can beat any one of those four teams in the playoffs.
Yeah, because they got pitching.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. They've got pitching. So, I mean, it's just, but it's an interesting thing to look at that. It's a strange year, the way it's shaping up halfway through. I mean, there's going to be a lot of decent races, but it's just, it's very weird to look at the, to look at that many teams with that many wins at this point of the season.
And here's the thing. The Indians are going to be guaranteed a playoff series,
yeah,
where the Yankees, the Red Sox, the Astros, and the Mariners aren't.
Yep, yep. You're exactly right.
Two of those teams are going to be in a playing game.
One and done, that's right.
And the Cleveland Indians will be sitting there saying, come get some.
Yeah. It'll be just like what happened last year. You know, when Cleveland was sitting in the playoffs, and the Yankees actually won. It's hard to predict now in baseball. I wish they'd go back to the old days where they just had two leagues. And
I was just going to say that.
Oh.
You get a winner from the American League, you get a winner from the National League, and you go play the World Series.
Yeah. I just wish they'd do that. I know clubs and the league makes more money with these playoffs and stuff, but just to see them battle it out, and then some, you get two teams that go to the World Series, one from the Americans.
This is when it's going to stop. If the Yankees don't win the East this year, they go in a playoff game, and they lose. It'll stop. If the Yankees go in the one-and-done game and come out done, I guarantee baseball does something next year to change it. Guarantee.
Yeah, it's just, it's just... It's a disaster waiting to happen.
Yeah, I mean, if you go into the season knowing you have to win your league to play in the World Series, then you do it. But this other crapshoot, which is all it is, it's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous.
I would even be willing to go to if you split it and just had two divisions, and then you had two division winners play, and then go on to the World Series. I'd be willing for that, but we'll see what happens. It's not going to happen.
You're going to have people crying about that, too, because you got 15 teams in the American League.
Yeah.
And if you draw that line down the middle of the country, you're going to have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, maybe 10 of them to the right side of that line. So those are going to be the unfortunate ones that are going to go in the West. Because face it, Houston's not in the West.
No.
You know? So you have East, Central, and West. So a lot of those Central teams, Cleveland, Detroit, Chicago, they're not in the West. They're in the East. So you're going to have people crying about it all the time, no matter what. So what you do is you put everybody in the hat. You have an American League. And if you don't want the top team just making it, the top two teams make it. And then they play each other to go to the World Series. I mean, at least you know where you're standing. You know what you have to do. And you don't have the stupid one-game playoff.
All right. Well, do we beat this to death? Let's go on to something else. Well, what do you want to go on to?
The Mets are streaking.
One again, huh?
Yep. They won three in a row last night. They put up 12 runs last night. Poor DeGrom finally got a win. He didn't have to sweat anything out. And the Mets won three in a row. They beat Arizona two, and they won last night in Colorado. Break up the Mets. Seven games under 500. Man, they are free falling.
Yeah. They started 11-1, right?
I think it was 11-1 or 12-1. So do the math. 31-38 right now.
Tough.
El Stinko.
Yeah.
And speaking of El Stinko, it's going to be interesting because, you know, Yankee fans come up with this hypothetical trades. They want to trade the dog mascot for Mike Trout, you know, and they'll give you a million reasons why that's a good trade. They always talk about going out and getting Bryce Harper. Okay, you get Bryce Harper. Where are you going to put him? Where's he going to play? And Bryce Harper's hitting 212. Why do you want Bryce Harper?
Right. The Yankees should get a pitcher. That's how they need
a pitcher. The Yankees don't need Bryce Harper.
They need a pitcher that and there's no big, but they need a pitcher out there that can go out there and pitch five or six innings. That's what they need.
That. Five or six innings. Not a guy that goes eight.
No.
A guy that goes five.
Five or six innings. But that's all, because there's not much else. They're not going to get it. There's no top pitchers that they're going to get this year.
And here's the thing. If they want to get any pitcher of any kind of caliber, they're going to have to give up a lot.
Yeah.
Because the rest of the league knows the Yankees must get a good pitcher. And to get a good pitcher, they're going to have to give up a lot.
Yep.
They're not going to say, okay, well, you know, the Yankee fan trades. Oh, well, here's Neil Walker. Let me have Justin Verlander. Those trades aren't going to happen. They're going to have to part with a lot of people, and one of them might be that kid Torres. Believe me, he's going to be involved in any kind of a trade that you're going to have for a big pitcher, and you're not going to just be able to trade Torres straight up for somebody like DeGrom. You're going to have to give up two or three guys like him for somebody like DeGrom. You're going to have to give up maybe Andujar and Torres and someone else for a pitcher of DeGrom's caliber. You don't get a pitcher of DeGrom's caliber, you might be able to trade Torres straight up for somebody. But that's the guy that people are going to want. And you can't get something if you don't give up something. You're not going to give up, Greg Bird and Neil Walker for a top-flight pitcher. It's not going to happen.
Right. Well, we'll see what happens, because when's that trade deadline approaching?
Probably like a month.
Yeah.
We got a lot of time yet, but see what happens.
All right. We'll check with you tomorrow.
Yeah, only one World Series game yesterday because of weather. Oregon State knocked out Washington 14-5, so there's three games today. Carolina plays Mississippi State at 11, Texas, Florida at 3, Arkansas at Texas Tech at 7, so full card of College World Series games today. So if you got the day off, turn on the tube and watch some good baseball.